men who built bigger barns. This is from Luke chapter 12. Jesus spoke a parable to them, but just before that he told them, a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. So your life is not made up of all the things that you've got. And so he tells them a parable to just show the truth of that. He said, the ground of a rich man was very fruitful. And in those days, the more harvest you got, the richer you were. So this rich man had land that was very fertile and had good crops. And of course, if you have good harvests, that's because God gives it to you. That's very clear when it comes to harvest. So God had blessed this man. And he reasoned within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I don't have anywhere to store up all my goods. Well, all the time, the Bible is focusing on what we say inside ourselves. And so this man reasoned within himself, saying, now, we all actually talk to ourselves. And it doesn't mean you're crazy. We all talk to ourselves. And so often the Bible talks about what a person says inside their heart or their mind. And that's what true Christianity is all about. It's about who we are when nobody is looking. It's what the whole of following Jesus is about. It's not so much the external things, going out to meeting or to church or whatever, but above all, it is where your heart is. What you think about when you wake up in the morning, when you lie down to go to sleep at night, as you go through the day, where your heart really is, where your mind is, where your thinking is. So this man said within himself, what shall I do? So I don't have anywhere to put all my goods. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones. And there I'll store all my grain and my goods. Can you imagine having so many gadgets and so many toys, so many different iPads, so many different things to entertain you yourself with, that you actually needed another room to be built on your house to keep them all? Let's say you've got so many Barbie dolls that you need another room to keep them all. And so it is as people go through life. And yet, let's imagine that a girl has got so many Barbie dolls that she needs another room built on the house to keep them all. Do you think she really values every one of those Barbie dolls? It's like I knew a lady who literally did build another little extension onto her bedroom to keep all her shoes in. I don't know, hundreds of pairs of shoes, probably thousands. I believe it must have been in the thousands.
Is that Auntie Linda?
No, it wasn't Auntie Linda. It isn't somebody that you would know. And I'm sure Auntie Linda wouldn't do that. And so...
Is it somebody who goes on crazy rides? She went on...
No. It's nobody that you would know. So, but what I'm saying is, if you've got that number of shoes, you'd forget about each of them, and they wouldn't be that important to you. But anyway, this man thought, well, I need to build bigger barns to keep all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, you've got many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. So in his own mind, this man assumes that life is going to go on as it has done so far. That is wrong to assume that, because every breath we take, every beat of our heart, every second you live is a gift from God. And it's not for us to say inside ourselves, oh, I've got everything now, I'm going to enjoy many years now. We don't know. It's all a gift of God. But God said to him, you foolish person, this night is your life required from you, and the things which you've prepared, whose shall they be? The impression we get is that this man lived alone. He didn't have a wife, didn't have children, grandchildren. He was totally centred on himself. And so who got all his goods? Well, I suppose the neighbours came and helped themselves. I don't know. But the point is that he could not take them with him, because we came into this world with nothing. As Paul says, as a naked baby, and we leave this world with nothing, we can take nothing with us. And so Jesus goes on, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. The only way you can be rich toward God is to give away what you've got to others. That is giving to God and being rich toward God and spending your life serving Him and not just trying to build up things. And so having lots of things is very attractive when we're younger. But the call of Jesus is, as he started off by saying, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses.